back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman, our first episode of the day, Happyland Amusement Park Part 2, which first aired on July 10th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has dedicated his existence on Earth to the fight for truth and justice. Superman, who can leap tall buildings and bend steel in his bare hands as though it were paper, and who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, a mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. As you remember, Kent and Lois Lane, the Daily Planet star woman reporter, were assigned to cover the opening day celebration at Happyland Amusement Park, owned by young Nancy Bardet, a close friend of Lois. Arrived at the amusement park, Kent and Lois overheard a conversation between Nancy Bardet and Midway Martin, owner of a competitive amusement park called Carnival Town, in which Martin threatened the young girl unless she sold Happyland out to him for $15,000. Courageously, Nancy Bardet refused. With Lois at her side, she took her place in the horse-drawn silver carriage that was to lead the opening day parade through the crowd-lined streets of Metropolis. Clark Kent, suspicious of Midway Martin, drove to Carnival Town to see what he could learn. And then suddenly, stark horror entered the picture. The six white horses drawing the carriage in which Nancy and Lois were seated went wild and bolted down the street, headed for certain disaster. In the meantime, all unconscious of the impending tragedy, Kent, as Superman, is still at Carnival Town, at the rear of the shack in which Midway Martin maintains his office. Listen.
No, I can't be wrong. That man who just drove up in a car and hurried into Midway Martin's office is the same man Nancy Bardet said she hired as a superintendent of the Happyland Amusement Park. I'd remember his face anywhere. His name is Kelly. Question is, what's he doing here? Well, we'll find out soon enough without letting either of them know we're here. I wonder, is this door open? No, it's locked. And how about this window? Ah, that's open. Good. Now, to slide it up. Gently, gently. They mustn't hear me. There. That does it. Looks like a back room. Fortunately, the door to the front room is closed. Well, I just swing myself up and over the sill. There we are. I hear voices. Must be Midway Martin and Kelly in the front room. I'll get a little closer to the door.
Come on in here. Are you sure everything's all set, Kelly?
That's Martin talking.
That's your job, Midway?
No, but this one had me worried.
Well, you can stop worrying. That Bardet dame won't be running Happyland no more.
You fixed everything?
Just like you said, Midway.
Of course, if it don't work.
It'll work if you followed instructions. Say, what was that stuff you told me to put under the harnesses of them horses? Looked like hunks of sugar.
Acid crystals. When those horses begin to sweat, that stuff will melt and burn the hides off them. If that don't make them bold and turn that carriage
great
over...
Great Scott, they fixed it so those horses will run away. I've got to get to the parade quickly. I may be too late now. All right, Martin. I'll be back for you. And you too, Kelly.
Like some giant bird, Superman leaps high into the air, red cloak streaming in the wind, speeding to the rescue of Lois Lane and Nancy Bardet, trapped in the wildly careening carriage. Even now, the pain-crazed horses are thundering blindly down the street, while a loose front wheel on the carriage wobbles crazily.
Nancy, the wheel is coming off!
It killed both of us! Oh, why didn't I give it all up, Nancy? Up ahead, that bridge! It's being repaired! Will the horses stop?
Oh, something drove it wild! They're blind! They'll go right through into the water!
Jump, Nancy! Jump! It's our only chance!
No! Don't jump! Stay where you are!
The wheel's off! We're turning over!
Oh. Fainted! Both of them! Now, one under each arm! There! Up! Up and away!
Snatching Lois Lane and Nancy Bartlett from almost certain death, Superman carries them to safety. Several hours later, in Midway Martin's office at Carnival Town...
How is it?
Billy, open up!
Well, what's up? Hey, you look green around the gills.
Look at this newspaper. It just come out.
Wait a minute, close the door. What's this? Mystery man saves girls and runaway.
I went downtown to see what had happened.
Shut up. A mysterious Superman came out of nowhere early today and snatched two young women from the very jaws of death. Doomed when the six horses drawing the leading carriage of the Happy Land Amusement Park Parade went wild and bolted. Nancy Bardet, young owner of the amusement park, and Lois Lane, Daily Planet reporter, today own their lives to an unknown hero. Hey, what is this, a gag?
No, Midway, no, it ain't no gag. It's on the level. Some guy hopped on a carriage, grabbed the two dames, and got them off just before the whole works turned over. But that ain't the half of it. Read down at the bottom of the page there about the horses.
Although the carriage turned turtle after losing a wheel, the crazed horses continued dragging the wreckage through Main Street, finally crashing into the bridge construction scaffolding and falling into the river. Who cares about that?
Keep reading, Midway.
Four of the horses were drowned and have not yet been recovered. Two were fished from the river by the police emergency squad and were examined immediately by Dr. Anthony City, veterinarian, who found that a corrosive acid had been placed under their harnesses.
See? See what I mean?
Well, what of it? Nobody knows we planted that stuff. Did anybody see you do it?
No, there wasn't nobody around when I stuck it under the harnesses.
You're sure not?
I'm positive.
Well, then they can't pin it on us. But we still didn't stop that Bardet name. It's front page publicity. We'll jam her park tonight. My joint will look like a morgue. Gotta do something to put a crimp in her setup. We gotta do it fast.
Say, what about putting some of her rides out of commission?
Nah, she'll just get them fixed up again.
Well, supposing there's an accident. It won't do her no good.
Hey, wait a minute. You got something there.
Yeah.
We'll do it another way. We'll warn the people. Tell them one of her rides isn't safe. And then if an accident happens, the police will close Happy Land up fast.
Yeah, but supposing the accident don't happen.
You'll make it happen. What's her big ride? That roller coaster? That sky chaser?
Yeah, but that's plenty safe.
Well, it won't be safe by the time you're done with it.
I don't like messing around with roller coasters, Midway.
You won't lose anything. I'll pay you well.
I know, but too many people are liable to get hurt, maybe killed.
Getting cold feet, Kelly?
No, it ain't cold feet. It's just that I don't figure on all this rough stuff.
Well,
you know?
From now on, you're taking orders, whether you figure on it or not.
Oh, yeah? Well, supposing I decide to pull out.
That wouldn't be very healthy for you, Kelly. I got a faint idea the cops would like to know who put that oxalic acid under those harnesses.
Well, you wouldn't squeal.
Wouldn't I?
All right, I'll play along. What do I do?
Get back to Happy Land as fast as you can. What time tonight does she open the park?
8:00. The first ride to start is a sky chaser.
Perfect. Now you fix it so that somewhere along that ride the car jumps the track.
I can't do that. It's murder.
Don't worry. Nobody will be riding in the car. I'm going to have some notices printed warning the people that the sky chaser isn't safe. I'll get Joe Blake to fly over Happy Land in his plane and drop the notices. When the crowd reads them, they won't take a chance riding the sky chaser. So what'll Bardet dame do? Send an empty car over the roller coaster to show everybody it's safe.
Oh, I get it. The empty car will jump the track and the cops will close the whole joint down, eh?
Yeah, you catch on fast, Kelly. I'll get going. I'll call up and arrange to have the notices printed. Operator, give me Main 4376.
Time passes as Midway Martin, stopping at nothing to gain the upper hand, sets his diabolical scheme in motion. That evening, shortly before the scheduled 8:00 grand opening of the Happyland Amusement Park, Nancy Bardet, Lois Lane, and Clark Kent, all of whom have just arrived at the park, are conversing in the tent Nancy uses as an office.
I can't believe it, Mr. Kent. It just doesn't sound possible.
Well, it's true, Miss Bardet. I saw your superintendent, Kelly, go into Midway Martin's office at Carnival Town just after the parade started from here.
And you think Kelly and Martin were responsible for making those horses bolt?
I wouldn't be at all surprised, Miss Lane.
Wait, here comes Kelly now.
Oh.
You sent for me, Miss Bardet?
Yes. Kelly, were you at Carnival Town this afternoon?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Carnival Town? Now, what would I be doing there?
Seeing Midway Martin and telling him how your little plan to kill those two girls worked out?
That's a lie.
What's happening out there?
Why, an airplane's been flying around, dropping notices.
What kind of notices?
Saying the sky chaser ain't safe.
What?
Well, that's what the notice is saying.
I'll get one.
Lois, come with me.
Here you are, Miss Barnett. They're all over the place. Listen to what they say. Notice to the public. The Sky Chaser ride at the Happyland Amusement Park is not safe. Don't risk your life on it.
But that's not true.
Of course it isn't, Nancy.
Look at that crowd. The Sky Chaser is supposed to make its first trip now. Nobody's buying a ticket. They're yelling and booing.
Yeah, they've all got these notices.
I know what I'll do. Lois, Mr. Kent, come on.
Look at Nancy. She's climbing up on the ticket booth.
She's going to address the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
Whoever is distributing these vicious circulars stating that the Sky Chaser is unsafe is not telling the truth. Believe me, it is absolutely safe. And to prove it, I will take the first ride.
Midway Martin may have done something to the Sky Chaser.
Nancy, come back. Mr. Kent, stop her. Stop her, Mr. Kent.
Will Lois be able to prevent Nancy Bardep from taking the first ride on the Sky Chaser? If not, is the young owner of the Happyland Amusement Park courting death? Or has Kelly failed to carry out Midway Martin's orders? Tune in next time and follow the thrill-packed story. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day, Happyland Amusement Park Part 3, which first aired on July 12, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, powerful, courageous visitor who came to Earth when the planet Krypton, his birthplace, was destroyed by a giant quake. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound and race a speeding bullet to its target. Superman, who wages a never-ending battle against crime and oppression, and who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. Foiled in his attempt to either kill or seriously injure young Nancy Bardet, owner of the newly constructed Happyland Amusement Park, Midway Martin, who runs Carnival Town, a competitive amusement park, has gone a step further in his campaign to ruin Happyland. A few minutes before the scheduled official opening of Happyland, circulars were dropped from an airplane warning the public not to ride on the Sky Chaser, Happyland's giant roller coaster, because it was unsafe. Facing ridicule and ruin, Nancy Bardet has volunteered to take the first ride and prove the Sky Chaser safe. Unknown to her, however, is the fact that the warning on the circulars is not an idle rumor. Midway Martin has arranged with his henchman, Kelly, superintendent at Happyland, to remove a piece of the Sky Chaser track so that the first car will crash. As we continue our story today, Nancy Bardet has already stepped into the first car, and Lois Lane is attempting to call her back. Listen.
Nancy, don't! Mr. Kent, we mustn't let her!
No, it's too late. She's in the car. There, it's starting.
But supposing the Sky Chaser is unsafe?
I don't think Martin would try anything like that. Those circulars were meant to frighten everybody off. Where did that man Kelly go?
Oh, what's the difference where he went? You think of the strangest thing.
Well, maybe it's not so strange.
Look, the roller coaster car is climbing up that long grade. And Nancy's in it, alone. Oh, the poor child.
I gotta look for Kelly, Miss Lane. I'll be back. I should have known Kelly disappear in the excitement. Where can he be? Probably on his way to Carnival Town to... No, wait. There he is. Stepping into that public phone booth. Well, I'll just listen in and see who he's calling. Here we are. Now, oh, right up against the booth. I can hear every word he's saying.
Midway, this is Kelly. The Sky Chaser's fixed, but the first car ain't running empty. No, the Bardet dame's riding in it. Now, I'm scrambling in a hurry. Okay.
Wait a minute, Kelly.
Let go of me.
Not until I learn what you did to the Sky Chaser. I'll talk fast or I'll break you apart.
Oh, yes?
Be careful. You'll hurt your hand. My jaw is tough.
Yeah?
Hitting me won't do you a bit of good, Kelly. I haven't time to fool with you. That roller coaster car Miss Bardet is in is nearing the top of the grade. Maybe this will refresh your memory. Now, quick. What did you do to the Sky Chaser?
Nothing. I didn't do nothing.
That's a lie. I heard you talking to Midway Martin. What did you do, Kelly?
Oh, stop. Stop. I'll tell you. I took out a piece of track on...
Out cold. Must have hit him too hard. And at least I know he removed a piece of track from the sky chaser, but where? That roller coaster's a mile long. I could stop the car, but the thousands of people standing around would know something was wrong, and that would ruin Happy Land forever. No, I must find that missing piece of track. But first, back to Lois as Clark Kent.
Lois! Miss Lane! Oh, here you are.
And where have you been? Look, that roller coaster car is at the top of the grade, and I'm just quivering inside.
Lois, Miss Lane, you better call an ambulance.
What do you mean?
Do as I say, please. Call an ambulance. I've got something to do. I'll see you later. I should say I have something to do.
As Superman, I've got to search a mile of roller coaster track to find where that piece has been removed. It's a good thing it's dark. Up, up, and away! Leaping to the steel framework of the sky chaser, Superman races along the track, sharp eyes glued to the shining rails, looking for a break. And meanwhile, the roller coaster car carrying Nancy Bardet has reached the top of the first high grade. It hangs motionless for a timeless moment, then comes hurtling down like a giant bullet. Gathering momentum, the car screams around a sharp curve at better than a mile a minute. It roars through a dark tunnel with Nancy clutching the polished handrail, her teeth clenched, her face drained of color. Meanwhile, racing far ahead of the roller coaster car, Superman searches frantically for the place in the track where the piece of steel rail has been removed. Suddenly, he stops short, drops to his hands and knees. Ah, here's the break. Great Scott, Kelly wasn't lying. 10-foot length of track has been torn up. Unless I can find it and get it back into place, that roller coaster car will go smashing through the steel framework and down to the ground 100 feet below. Where can the missing track be? What's that? The roller coaster car. It's coming. Speeding down the track. I've only got a few seconds. Where could Kelly have put it? Hold on. What's that? Wedged under the ties. Oh, thank heavens, it's the missing piece of track. Out you come. There. Now to set it into place. Oh, look at that car bearing down on me. Oh, the bolts are missing. The car will hit it and jump the track. I'll have to hold it steady with my hands. One slip and everything's lost. Down low now. Steady. Steady. Here she comes.
Lois. Miss Lane. Oh, I've been looking for you.
Clark Kent, where on earth have you been?
Everything's all right. Miss Bardet is safe.
Are you mad? A few minutes ago, you said to call an ambulance. Now you say Nancy's safe. How do you know?
Well, I ran around to the other side of the roller coaster. I saw the car turning the final loop. He'll be back here any moment now. Yeah, look. There she comes. Safe and sound. Miss Lane, I'd like to talk to you alone before Miss Bardet joins us. Do you mind stepping over here with me for a minute?
Clark Kent, what are you up to now?
Oh, this is serious, Miss Lane. There, now, I'll have to talk quickly. An attempt was made to wreck that roller coaster car Miss Bardet rode in.
Well, how do you know?
Oh, don't ask me how I know. Just take my word for it. And another thing. Tell Miss Bardet not to allow any cars to run over the sky chaser tonight. There's a piece of track ripped off.
Who did it? Midway Martin?
Well, I think so. But I haven't enough evidence to pin it on him. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I'm going to try to get the evidence. Now, it may take a day or two. Tell Mr. White back at the office not to worry if I don't show up. I'll be all right.
But where are you going?
Wherever the trail leads. I'll just deliver my message to Mr. White and keep everything I told you under your hat. All right, I'll be seeing you.
Mr. Kent? Well, wait a minute, Mr. Kent.
Sorry, Lois, but I haven't time for explanations. I have to pick up Mr. Kelly and get friendly with him. I wonder whether he's still where I left him. Yes, he is. Just coming, too. I don't think he'll recognize me. He only saw me once for a few seconds. Well, I'll just make sure and remove these horn-rimmed glasses. What happened, mister?
Some guy slugged me.
Oh, that's too bad.
Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
You mean out of the amusement park?
Yeah, quick. Give me a hand.
Sure, here. Put your arm around my neck.
All right.
That's it.
Oh,
My car's at the gate. It's a black coupe.
Do you think you ought to see a doctor?
No. I'll be okay. Can you drive?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I'll give you $5 to drive me to Carnival Town. You know where it is?
Well, sure. On the Loganville Road?
Yeah, that's right. Now, here's my car. Now, help me in, will you?
All right, easy. You all right?
Yeah, but get going.
Okay. Oh, you sure are in an awful hurry to get out of Happy Land, mister.
Yeah. What's your name, buddy?
My name?
Yeah.
Jones. Bill Jones.
Okay, Bill. Step on it, will you?
Did anything happen at the amusement park, Bill?
I don't know what you mean.
Wasn't there an accident on the Sky Chaser?
I didn't hear about any accidents.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. I was at the park from the time the gates opened. See, I was trying to land a job. I do a strongman act.
Oh, yeah?
That's a good act, too. I bend horseshoes and drive spikes through 6-inch boards. I spoke to Mr. Martin at Carnival Town about a job, but he said he wasn't hiring anyone. Do you know Mr. Martin?
The Midway?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to see him now.
Oh, well, maybe you could put in a good word for me, huh? I'll work cheap, mister.
Kelly's the name.
Oh, Mr. Kelly?
Yeah, I'll talk to Midway. Hey, watch that bump.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see it.
That's all right. Just toss me up against you. And turn in here. Pull up in front of that shack there.
Okay.
There we are. What'd you say your name was again?
Bill Jones.
Okay, now you just wait here and I'll see what I can do about a job for you.
All right, thanks.
Hold it.
Kelly. All right. Shut the door, quick.
Well, for the love of... What happened to you, Kelly?
I gotta talk fast. When I come out of the phone booth after calling you, some guy grabbed me and wanted to know what I did to the Sky Chaser over at Happy Land. I wouldn't tell him, so he beat me up.
Who was he?
I don't know, but he sure packed a punch. And when I come to, a guy was bending over me, and he helped me to the car, and he drove me here. He's outside now. He says his name is Jones, and he does a strongman.
All right, who cares about that? What happened at the park? What about the Sky Chaser?
I'm coming to it. This guy Jones says there wasn't no accident on the Sky Chaser.
What? I thought you told me you pulled up a piece of the track.
Yeah, I did, but Jones
said... Will you forget Jones?
Well, maybe we better not forget him, Midway. He kept talking all the way over, and I had the feeling I heard his voice somewhere before. So when we hit a bump in the road, I jounced up against him and filched his wallet. Let's see what's in it. Here it is. Say, Midway, look. Look at these business cards.
Clark Kent, editorial department, Daily Planet. Kelly, he's a reporter. What did he say he wanted?
A job. Doing a strongman act.
Strongman act, huh? Must be the same guy who was here this afternoon. All right, Kelly, go out and bring him in.
What are you going to do, Midway?
We'll give him a job, Kelly. We'll give him a job that'll last a long, long time.
Is Clark Kent about to step into a trap set by Midway Martin? In his anxiety to get the goods on Martin, has Kent made a horrible mistake? A mistake that may bring harm to young Nancy Bardet and the Happy Land Amusement Park. Don't forget to tune in next time and learn what happened.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.